Very. I mean, I wasn't about to miss anything. That's not. I mean, being here is obviously an important thing. I'm one of those timely guys that if you're on time, you're late. If you're early, you're on time. If you're late, don't bother, kind of thing. So, you know, I'm not about to be late to anything.
What took so long? Was it a lot of
as far as the picks? Signing? Yeah, I mean, it was honestly we pretty much had it. I mean, it was. I didn't really have much to do with it, actually, but it was hashed out a long time ago. Yep. It's just a matter. I'm an old school guy. I like to do things in person, and I think that kind of fits in well with our organization. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was basically just getting out here and signing.
So, in your mind, you'd agreed to terms, as they say, quite a while ago.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm not about to be like the first holdout of the new CBA as a third rounder. So.
Who have you talked to on the line for what you're about to see out here? How to handle yourself, how to pace yourself and all that. Have you gone to anyone like Cooper or Barnes or someone?
I mean, I've talked to those guys a lot just in the OTAs and whatnot. Big help for me is actually I have a brother-in-law who plays out in Baltimore, and you know, I've talked to him a lot about camp, and you know, I've talked to a lot of guys who played at the U about, you know, how these training camps go, and so they've been a big help.
What are the keys they've told you that, you know, that you have to look out for out here or for what to expect?
It's not so. I mean, there wasn't so much about pacing yourself as it was a matter of you know, taking it one day at a time, handling the grind, taking care of your body. I mean, that kind of stuff. So those are kind of the big keys.
How would you describe what that bus ride was like coming up here, coming to your first NFL camp?
It was just long. I mean, there was traffic. I didn't expect it to take that long.
The amusement park.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not used to the California traffic yet. I'll get there, but
what was the vibe like on the ring? Was it kind of festive?
I think everybody kind of got on with a bit of a nervous tension, and then about 20 minutes into the bus ride, everyone was just kind of wanting to get off the bus.
So, are you more eager than anxious here for your first camp?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since I've put on pads. I'm always a little more eager. At the beginning, I usually am over eager at the beginning, and then reality kind of hits as it gets into camp. So, you know, I'm eager to get started. I'm eager to strap it up, and because I mean, really, a lot of the improvement comes when you put on pads. It's hard to do a ton when you're just in helmets.
They've had past years. They've had almost like little walkthroughs before they get to padded practices. Sometimes 4 or 5 days, but apparently this year the padding up day one. From what I understand, is that the way you would want it to be?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. I haven't gotten any kind of schedule, so I'm not. Yeah. I mean, besides tomorrow, which we're not really doing a ton.
Yeah, I mean, it's Monday.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not really sure exactly what's going on, but I mean, I'm kind of one. I like to just get after it, and you know, I kind of figure you learn swimming by being tossed into the water. So that's generally what happens every year.
You get a comfort level at guard, you know, during the OTAs and the mini camp after all the time at tackle in college.
Yeah, it's coming. I mean, it took a while. I got a good taste of it at the Senior Bowl, and then all of OTAs and mini camps really solidified that spot. And being in a left-handed stance, it feels a lot more natural now. Mm-hmm. You know, when I get down to run or whatever, it's now left-handed, so it's getting there.
That's something you were able to work on